Hello and welcome to episode 61 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we start to wrap up Dumb Criminal Week by taking a look at what happens to idiots who try to carry out identity theft. I would love to win the $1 million lottery. The first thing I would do would be to bribe people into listening to the show by offering them money if they do. Now for today's story, we need to hop over to the town of Medford, Oregon, where a woman won that dream $1 million jackpot back in 2005. There's a problem though. When you win a big government-sponsored prize like that, government has a tendency to do a background check on you. Unfortunately for our intrepid little Oregonian, who it turns out bought the lottery ticket with a credit card in the name of a dead person. Because of this little discrepancy, she had to forfeit her entire $1 million jackpot. In this case, for sure, crime did not pay. Thanks for tuning into episode 61 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. You can find me on Twitter as @dailybrainwave, all one word. And make sure you come back tomorrow for the last day of Dumb Criminal Week, featuring my favorite story, that of a Wisconsin woman who turned herself in for driving drunk while driving drunk.